break down the campus and went up and down to where they were nationwide in every city, every large city in the United States, and they're now down to a bare dozen. I mean, a few dozen, perhaps. I think some think it's no more than 48 left in the Panthers. It is a frightening situation to behold that they are not satisfied until they crush them into complete dust. Yes, yes, yes. So obviously we, with over 800 here and 300 back there, become prime target. There have been moves of all sorts and varieties orchestrated by Mrs. Myrtle. They've contacted everyone they can possibly think of contacting. Mr. Stone now in it to save his own ass in spite of his surreptitious note saying that he still will share our goals. No, that's not justification to save your own ass. No way can you justify saving your own ass. How could a man justify who has no children, no one to take care of, how could he possibly justify trying to save himself from a few years in jail? I'm sure some of you would share it, and I'm sure some of you would do exactly what he did. But how would you do so? And how could you do so? How could anyone be so evil as to save themselves at others' expense and give information to the enemy and try to orchestrate as he has in putting up people, some people who would have never made a move, like one lad's mother here, without the backing of Tim Stone to send her to try to get the gigs, the cost of that airplane fare tomorrow, and now Stroud and his girlfriend, and even the move of family being made by Stone's connection with Maria's dad being moved at the entire family of the Griffiths. Ridiculous, they can't win it, saying that they're all here against their will and thus need conservatorship. It represents legal hassle, even though we'll win it. Can you imagine Mrs. Griffith and her two boys and Mary, Armando, and Emmett Sr., who has a grandchild, they have a grandchild now. Can you imagine that they're all here against their will? How do you get anyone on an airplane against their will? And how do you change ports twice at least, and sometimes three times, and do that against someone's will? Ridiculous. Said they were brought here against their will. That's the charge. They were brought here against their will. And of course, someone keeps little things stirred up. But one of our chaps is taking a walk through the neighborhood tonight. I hope that it doesn't go any further than that. I'm getting very weary with this kind of shit. Hours and hours that I could spend going around getting to know you and helping with project and doing some physical work, you're just simply wearing me down to a frazzle with these goddamn vicious enemies. You want to cook up one thing after another. And each one of them have to be answered. Even though we win the case, we still have to pay for a lawyer for each one of these separate individual situations. And we have any number that can be nixed. And they make an open statement that they hope to bring us to our knees, cause disruption internally, take our money for legal defense so we won't have it to eat, thus starve us and bring us to our knees. I think the time has come for us to decide to... For my own reasoning, I have not gone clear over to the Soviet Union and asked TASS to come in and ask the Soviet delegation and try to get newspaper copy in every Soviet journal. But I am personally of the opinion to do so. I think some of you people are not prepared to take on a full stand, and I always act somewhat as a barometer to what you are able to take. In my opinion, it was high time that we disassociate ourselves from everything remotely United States and call ourselves what we are, pro-Soviet, and do it in public and do it in private. Soviet, work on the situation. Hope you know what that means, because we will certainly have a lot of enemies calling ourselves a pro-Soviet movement on the basis on the continent of South America. But these people are not interested in negotiations or compromise. They're not interested in living or let living. Even a communal name unnamed, a communal group unnamed, not calling ourselves pro-Soviet or pro-Chinese, is unsatisfactory to them. Anything in the name of communism, communal practice, cooperation is a threat to them. Even if it's 6,000 miles away, they have to crush it. I'm sick of it. I don't want to go down as some idealistic communalist. I'd like it to be known personally, but I would still do what's the best interest of the people. I would like it to be known personally that I have always been a communist and always will be a communist. Peace. Thus being seated, how many want to take that stand, even if it meant that missiles be aimed at us? Anyone so opposed to that stance? That's fine. You don't need to stand, but it's good to... Anyone so opposed to that stance? We call in the Soviet press and call in and make an open alliance with the Soviet Union. With Judge Winslow, who was formerly his friend, but we won with Judge Winslow. He tried to undermine us with Lieutenant Governor Dimely, but we won with Lieutenant Governor Dimely. He said he had 100% support. He would not believe anybody when they turn against us. That makes them an enemy of his. So that's good news, I'd say, at this hour. Say a great part of the battle. And Maher, he tried to do the same thing as Maher. Stone is really, really something else. He's really something else. But you have to get up early in the morning. I may be tired and weary with that little goddamn squeak box in there, but you have to get up early in the morning to get ahead of me when I'm protecting you.
I think that's just serving.
It proves that you can trust nobody, that all of our people are saved. Also, some of these flamboyant, styled, educated folk overestimate their influence a little bit. He thought he could poison even Judge Winslow, who was originally his friend, not mine. But he didn't succeed. People don't like sellouts. They don't like sellouts. Something instinctively don't like sellouts. And Lieutenant Governor Dimely said he had his 100% support, and Maher said more than ever, because Maher didn't like Stone to begin with. He said... I didn't realize we'd never discussed Stone, but he said he didn't. A lot of people didn't trust Stone outside. We found that a lot of people didn't. His own attorney told us more than, well, I won't go into that. Even some of his attorney friends told us some things. He didn't come across as Mr. Clean to some people. Maybe he will to the middle class. I don't know. Maybe he will to the good Christians now that he's found Jesus. That's what they're all doing. In a goddamn moral, some kind of new awakening with Christ. I don't trust these religious assholes. Shift yourself, please. And as you may have heard, I don't know, some of you did not hear, they tried to get the denomination to get down on us by saying that we were atheists. Can you imagine Tim Stone, who once jumped on Eva Pugh for having pictures on her wall, or paintings on her wall, just little prayer epithets on our wall that she didn't even know was there, wanting to get us put out of the denomination because we were atheists, which we are. And we'd done all these things, the Bible, and spit on it and pissed on it. I don't recall ever pissing on it, but I will. I've shit on it now. What happened, strangely enough, was that he is being put out. And we have not been. It proves that religion is the prostitution of all centuries, I guess. Our few dollars a year that we give in donations, they need so badly that they'll keep atheists in their ranks. Or perhaps it's because the bishop had an affair with Pat Grunin and is afraid we'll all go back and talk about it. I don't know what it is. We don't give a shit as long as we stay in. You say, why stay in? It keeps us from having to pay any taxes on any of our money. It would be terrible if we got thrown out of the denomination right now. All of our annual income this year could be taxable. And that'd be 40 to 50%. So he tried to get us taxed for our money. Very nice people some of these people are. Mrs. Myrtle even sued the denomination, 2 million members. She even sued it in her false suit against us for spanking a child when she ordered it. And Ruby, who she sued in the process, and the church, she sued the denomination, thinking that that would cause them so much pressure financially that they would throw us out. But for some reason, we are kept in. And Reverend Stone, he was one of the ordained ministers next to me, and his ordination will be dropped in the next few days. For it. I didn't ask that his ordination be dropped. They just said, if he's not, are you saying he's not with you? And they said, no, he's obviously not with us. They said, then we'll be dropping his ordination. So, we shall see what the future holds. But it don't make a difference whether people like it or not. You need to stand up for what's right. It makes no difference whether Lieutenant Governor Dimond likes us, and he does, as of tonight, and whether Mr. Maher of Delancey Street or any of the other. Willie Brown, by the way, is another who sent his warmest regards, going to come, in fact, in a few months. All these people, Stone, tried to damage, and so did Myrtle and Cobbs. All these people, they tried to damage our relationship, but they didn't succeed. They've all had the full story on John, and think it's very beautiful. In fact, the head of a denomination called up and gave a special praise. He said, this makes me regard your leader very highly. Said, I have known people in all my denomination who have had children, and they would lie and desert their responsibilities and never acknowledge it, and never do a thing to take care of the children they brought into the earth. He said, here he risks his reputation and censure by the press and colleagues and loss of followers and finances to stand by his son. He said, I want you to commend him and tell him he has my full support. I would not have suspected that. I would not have suspected that kind of response. And they don't know anything about why I did what I did with Grace, which was not for a fuck like some of you people do. They don't even have the story yet. It's not been told. Not been told. All they know in the press is that I have a child. They didn't know that I did it to save the woman from harming this cause and harming Tim and, in fact, destroying us. We wouldn't have anything today if I had not done what I did do after consulting with all the board and consulting with Marceline. If I hadn't done what I did do today, you wouldn't have had any chance for freedom, because she was on her way to tearing this place up years ago. And Tim was too weak to stand. He had said he couldn't stand without her, so he wanted me to do something to keep her. And I kept her at least 6 long years. And that was a hell of a goddamn pain in the ass. And the people don't even know that I did it for that reason. They don't know the beauty of the conviction and commitment to the total cause behind the picture, and they're still standing behind us. That's amazing that some of these people are standing behind us. Of course, Dimond said, I know conspiracy is crushing everybody that stands for black rights and freedom in this country. He said, I know you're the victim of conspiracy. And said, don't need to worry. You've got my 100% support. Anybody that turns against you becomes my enemy. And that's very good news. I think you ought to be grateful for that. That's very good news. Peace. He's been one of our consistent links to keep at bay some of the more right-wing elements of the centrist elements of this ruling party. And he has caused the government to come firmly over to our side by his strong letters of support. I think I read the letter to you. How many remember me reading the letter? It was a very, very strong, unqualified letter of support. And to think that Stone would try to destroy that. I'm beginning to feel a passion to pray for people. If you understand. What gets me is not what they do to me. It's the fact that they knowingly would take the food away from babies and seniors and medicines away from people in this very community of over 800 people that they would knowingly try to destroy. God damn them, I'd like to kill them when I think about it. I mean, I could take my own hands and break their bones. Motherfuckers. Please. Can't walk away and keep their goddamn mouth shut. Say their goddamn ass, and then some of them get in for nothing. They didn't have to do it. They were under no danger. They got up just to have their goddamn name in the newspaper. Dirty sons of bitches. If you don't hate a class enemy, then there's something wrong with you. And some of you don't have enough, you don't really have enough disdain for class enemies. Anybody that would knowingly go about and conspire to try to starve and deprive people of medical care and cut off our money, why, they don't deserve anything but our hate. You must make a pledge with yourself that you've got enough commitment that no way will they ever get by with this shit. If we go on and build in peace and don't have any problems, fine. But if they hinder our progress and hurt any of our people, you must count the number. Some days and some nights I've thought it caused me to step over the transition by the kind of goddamn hate and treachery that they were pulling against you. You can't imagine, unless you're sitting on the other end of that radio, how to code and symbolize and try to strategize to fight motherfuckers when they've got the upper hand and you're 6,000 miles and they're over there walking up and down the streets meeting people face to face and you got to say things just right behind the radio. At times I thought I'd have a stroke and go over the... I had to lay down this afternoon. I wouldn't give 2 cents for my life. Then I thought of how much I love you, and I willed and got up. The damn radio wouldn't work. Nobody could get it to work, and I got up and laid my hand on the damn thing, and it worked. So somehow, some way, it keeps on keeping on, and somehow, some way, we will keep on keeping on, and somehow we can't lose because there's five of us left. We can take care of the sons of bitches. Let's keep our shit together here, honey. Stanley Clayton. They think it's the second chapter of the New Testament. It's a goddamn pissed. I want to stutter. I'm so impressed with it. Say, people in here don't know shit. They don't care about shit. All the thing they worry about is that Father could knock me dead. And I can too, goddamn them. I'll knock them dead if they try to destroy this organization. Excuse for it. Listen. Say, I can't read. I don't have time to read Marx. I don't have time to read Introduction to Socialism. You elitist sons of bitches. You can listen at least. I can't read. I didn't learn to read. You could listen. Everybody can listen. I break down that news so you can listen if you want to listen. All you can talk about is pay. I'd like to go down and beat the shit out of that woman right now. I'd like to beat the shit out of that woman talking about turkey and cake and laying there sick and wonder why she's sick. Piss on her. I hope she develops a cancer on both lungs. That's... Oh, no. I don't. Not long. If I did, she'd have it. I had to call her right back right then. Bitch would die. She'd be spitting up blood. I hold my hostilities. But I do have an anger for her because she's been in trouble ever since she's been here. She got a whiny little feminine voice. I was talking about... I don't know that. You know who I'm talking about by the way she talks. So sedate. I think I'd like to have some turkey when I go back to house making. I'd like to kill you, bitch. And fuck with me, and I will. Goddamn people talking about turkey when I don't even know whether I'm going to be alive the next day. And I don't give a fuck about that, but that means something to my children. Means something to my grandchildren. And a lot of these people are my children who I've taken by adoption. It makes me goddamn pissed that I don't know their future. I can't even die in peace.
I just miss my chicken. I miss my big, my cake and my pie. And back home I had so many nice things.
I hope you rot. I'll be glad when they bury you, you fucker. I won't think on it, but I'll be glad. Bitch, if you don't know who I'm talking about, you are dumb. Your name ain't Wyoming. That goddamn... Now, if you don't know who I'm talking about, you sure as fuck must be deaf, dumb, and blind. You're one of the states of the union, and you stink, bitch. Goddamn nasty mouth people could never, never say anything sweet. Always belly aching and always got a goddamn nasty word. Think about it. You think about it.
So sedate and so nice, so pompous.
I dropped over one pompous bitch. I don't care how many wigs you got. I can drop you over with 50 wigs. See, what it wouldn't do for me to get hostile. I'd wipe this fucking organization half out tomorrow night. You got no right to feel bad. I've been abused badly. Tim Stone, and the idea of putting me through that shit. The idea of putting me through that shit. That's what he put me through. Shit. So much it puked on him. Goddamn, I'd like to cut his throat. Miserable little goddamn prick. Stand up like Mr. Straight. I'm on a collision course with the man I've respected most in my life. Yeah, the man he respected most in his life. So much he made me go through that miserable shit. He's on a collision course with me, too. I hope he don't get over here. He comes to Georgetown, his ass is grass. He says he's going to come over here. On a big vendetta now, big crusade to save his ass, then send me notes, think that's going to buy me off. These fuckers are going to miscalculate me because I'm getting madder. You can all tell I'm getting madder by the day. Hold this thing for a minute, will you? Miscalculate me. I always think, well, send me a little note. Send me a note. Drop me a note in the door. Throw the door, the note in the door. San Francisco Temple says, you know I'm really for all you're doing. And get up and try to save his little white, pasty, sink-looking ass. Goddamn greasy, roly-poly, pudgy bear. Who in the fuck would want to fuck it? An alligator wouldn't want to fuck it. And I had to mess with him. I'd like to mess with him. I'd like to have fucked him with a goddamn dagger. Now, what do you have to say about your hostilities, friend? And he's not the only case. I had 16 sons of bitches in one day to save this organization. Pricks. That's the only way I could stop him. You say, you don't understand all this. You don't? Well, he was up running up and down Santa Rosa streets while he was our trustee and the assistant district attorney of Mendocino County, dressed up like a goddamn woman. What the fuck would you do? He said, I'm not a homosexual. I'm a transvestite. I'd rather have a homosexual checked. Homosexual knows what the hell they're doing. They can do it in a bed, but a transvestite, I can't deal with that shit. Running up and down the streets. What would have happened to this organization if he'd been running up and down the streets? They'd have found the assistant district attorney dressed up like a woman. Some of us know, goddammit, the old government board. You remember the shit. Lovely.
He said, I just have a desire to be in woman's clothing.
Well, honey, I'd much rather you had a desire to get fucked in the ass. Because you can get fucked in the ass in the night. This woman's clothing shit can be bad, bad news. Not out here. If you want to wear them, wear them. Just don't abuse them. Be sure they're all right when they get on the next day. But that was a bad bit of business, him running up and down the streets of Santa Rosa. And he did it every night for a whole goddamn two-week period. Running up and down the streets of Santa Rosa in women's clothing. Lovely. That's the Tim Stone that some of you had to love. You thought I thought so much of him. Shit, he was an attorney. You had to deal with the fucker. I'm not an attorney. I'm doctor, lawyer, everything else. But sometimes you need specialists. And I had him. What the hell were you going to do with him? I had him, didn't I? A whole lot of folk we got. We put up with him, don't we? Somebody made some comment about that today. I don't know who in the hell said it. Well, anyway, it's not important. So you feel bad about your life out there. I hope you don't feel too bad about your life because your life hasn't been half as bad as some others'.